Thank you for joining us today with Cindy Sherwood's podcast, Words for the Journey.
Today we're going to explore the subject of temptation and its role in our life. Have you ever asked yourself, how on earth did I end up here? That question is usually associated with negative circumstances in our life. Jordan was asking that as she was sitting in the abortion clinic waiting for her appointment. Jordan was a sweet girl, favorite of her teachers because she was so compliant. She never hung out with the troublemakers. She had been dating Kevin for several months and had tried to refuse his advances and keep things on a PG level. But when Kevin persisted, she gave in. She was uncomfortable demanding her own way, probably because of her overbearing father. He was harsh, commanding the family's obedience like a drill sergeant. She had never really found her voice. She knew abortion was wrong, just like she knew sex outside marriage was wrong. But she didn't know what to do. If she told her parents, her father would kill her. Jordan is at Temptation Crossroads, a fork in our road we all face every day. In Jordan's predicament, she's been here twice, once when Kevin pressured her, and then at the abortion clinic. Before her are two choices, two roads. Let's call the two roads Trust Trail and Pride Pathway. Trust Trail is God's way. It's the road that goes in the direction of God's Word, His will, and His plan for us. It's the harder way because it's difficult to refuse temptation, as Jordan discovered. But if we'll follow it, it will take us to a life that is fulfilling, satisfying, and life-giving, the opposite of Pride Pathway. Pride Pathway is our way, the road we're on when we're doing it our way instead of God's. Pride Pathway ignores God's wisdom, favoring what we think is the best choice. Pride Pathway is always the easy choice. It's what the world says is right, so there's lots of support here. Pride Pathway is the one that satisfies our lusts and selfish desire so it feels good, at least at first. That changes eventually because Pride Pathway leads to disappointment, destruction, and even death. The intersection where our road splits is called Temptation Crossroads, and it goes either toward Trust Trail or Pride Pathway. Temptation Crossroads is the moment of decision, the point where we haven't committed ourselves yet to either road, when we're still free to go either direction. It's that painful place where we feel a pull in two different directions. We can't go forward without making a decision, one we would prefer not to have to make. Temptation Crossroads is the place where our flesh cries out for satisfaction and our pride tries to bully us into taking the wrong road with persuasive arguments like, go ahead, you deserve it. You know how good it will make you feel. You know you want it. Why should you deny yourself? Haven't you had a hard enough time besides? You know you can't resist. But that isn't the only voice at the crossroads. Jesus is there too, speaking wisdom into us, inviting us to choose the right thing, trying to get us to see the bigger picture, to weigh the consequences, to believe and trust God, to do it His way. Jeremiah 6:16. NIV says, this is what the Lord says, stand at the crossroads and look, ask for the ancient paths, ask where the good way is and walk in it, and you will find rest for your souls. Jesus is at the crossroads with us, encouraging us. He knows what is best for us. He knows choosing His way leads to rest for our soul. Does anyone need a little soul rest? He knows the opposite will be true. If we take Pride Pathway, we'll be discontent, disrupted. We'll add more pain to our life if we choose this. Sometimes we are aware we're at the intersection of temptation crossroads, aware of the two voices speaking, but not always. Jordan, however, was aware. Her struggle was intense. She really did not want an abortion, but between her fear of her father and Kevin's pressuring her to end the pregnancy, she was struggling. She felt like she was in a no-win situation. Her fear kept her from seeing anything good down Trust Trail. The reality, however, is that she can't see down Pride Pathway either. It seems like choosing Trust Trail will bring certain rejection from Kevin and her father. But she has no idea about the pain her life will endure if she ends the life of her unborn baby. The guilt, shame, and regret of that road will potentially be with her forever. At this point, though, that's unknown to her. So many things bring us to temptation crossroads. Thousands of situations and decisions. To be in an unhealthy relationship or not. To have an affair or not. To lie or tell the truth. Take something that isn't ours. To go to church or stay home. To read the Bible or skip it. To give our best at work or slough off. To look at pornography. To gamble. To eat bad food. To drink alcohol in excess. To take drugs. To hold a grudge or to forgive, to speak a harsh word or hold our tongue, to get a divorce or remain in a marriage, to judge someone's choices or to be gracious, to be mean or kind, to let our electronic devices steal our time and attention or put them away, to end our life or live our life, to overspend money or to be prudent. It's endless. From the minutiae to the monumental, the choice to take Trust Trail, the ancient path, or Pride Pathway, is before us all the time. Here's another story. For Brent, the issue bringing him to the crossroads was going to church and worshiping God. Every Sunday, it was the same thing. His wife and kids would head off to church without him. He knew Kelly really wanted him to go with them. She'd certainly asked enough times. She finally gave up, though, after enough refusals from Brent. He would never tell her this, but he felt guilty every Sunday morning when his family drove off without him. And that made him mad. Why should he feel guilty? He worked all week. He was tired. Wasn't he entitled to take a little time for himself? Was that so wrong? He believed in God. He didn't need to go to church to prove that to anyone. Pride Pathway was convincing Brent every week that he would be happier if he satisfied his flesh rather than satisfying his spirit, that laying around in his sweats what would make him happy. It was Kelly's fault he felt guilty each week. Yet Jesus was there at the crossroads too. He never let up, beckoning Brent toward Trust Trail because he loved Brent. He wanted Brent to be filled and fed every week, to be lifted up spiritually. He knew this was far more beneficial than a couple extra hours in front of the TV watching sports. Jesus understands Brent's struggle, Jordan's too. He knows what they are going through because he experienced temptation himself. Hebrews 2:18 in the NIV says, "Because he himself suffered when he was tempted, he is able to help those who are being tempted." Jesus is our champion and friend every time we come to the crossroads. He is compassionate because he knows firsthand how difficult it is to be tempted. Hebrews says he himself suffered when he was tempted. He isn't standing at the crossroads with us shouting condemnation and judgment. He's speaking words of life and truth and encouragement. He wants us to succeed. He wants us to know what the good way is and walk in it because he loves us. He's been through it. Scripture says he's been tempted in every way. Well, that's a lot of ways. While he experienced temptation just like we do, There was one big difference. He never fell to temptation. He never chose pride pathway, only trust trail. Hebrews 4:15 says, "For we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet he did not sin." Nowhere does Jesus say temptation is easy, but he does say he will help us through it. 1 Corinthians 10:13 in the NIV says, "No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind, and God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear, but when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can endure it." He knows the way out and will help us if we will turn to him and let him help us. So how do we begin to gain victory at temptation crossroads? What can we do that will increase our frequency for choosing Trust Trail? Let's go back to Brent and Jordan. So far, Brent is 100% in choosing Pride Pathway, not going to church. Two things are going on with Brent. The first is that he's living with false beliefs. While he does believe God is real, he does not believe he really needs God in his life. He doesn't believe God is essential. He doesn't believe God is the better choice to provide for his life. Brent believes he's qualified to be his own God and run his life independently of God. So the first thing Brent needs to do is examine his beliefs and discover where he's off from the truth. That will be hard to do unless he's reading the Bible and in Bible study and hearing truth from the pulpit. The second thing Brent needs is to recognize his actions are rebellion against God and that rebellion is sin. He likely sees Kelly as the one being affected by his attitude, but the bigger issue really is with God. If Brent will confess his offenses against God for ignoring his word and relationship, and then choose to believe the truth that his relationship with God is essential because he's the only one qualified to lead his life, Kelly won't be able to stop him from going to church. That inner drive and resolve will finally come from inside Brent, which is the only way it will work in the long run. What a happy day that will be for Kelly and the kids when they finally worship together as a family. Jordan also has false beliefs contributing to her dilemma at Temptation Crossroads. She doesn't believe God will protect her and care for her if she chooses Trust Trail and keeps the baby. Her fear of her father is greater than her faith in Jesus. She has another false belief, too, that she can be her own power source and end the life of her baby without devastating consequences. Jordan is lacking a fuller knowledge of truth. But there's something else as well. She's been deeply wounded by her father's tyrannical behavior. That's what is driving her fear. She's too afraid of her father to tell him the truth and ask for help and support. Jordan needs healing for her father wounds. As long as those wounds remain unhealed, it will be hard for Jordan to make decisions based on what is right. Right now, her decisions are based upon what will keep her out of hot water with her father. So we are beginning to get some clues as to why we choose Pride Pathway. The cravings of our flesh, sin, false beliefs, and painful wounds. These are reasons why we do the things we do. They don't just drop out of thin air. Our thoughts, feelings, and beliefs propel them. This is every Christian's battle. No one always chooses Trust Trail. In all of history, only one man managed to make it through life without ever diverging over to Pride Pathway, Jesus Christ. And why was Jesus able to always stay on Trust Trail? Well, it wasn't because he was never tempted, as we read in Hebrews 4:15. It wasn't because he was never wounded by another person. Read the Gospels. He had trouble every other day. Conflicts with the Pharisees, judgment from his family, threats on his life from stoning more than once. It was a rough ride. Jesus stayed on Trust Trail because he had true beliefs. He knew the Word of God, and he believed it was true. And he forgave those who hurt him, so he didn't build up painful wounds. Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." Luke 23:34. If you want to increase your chances of choosing Trust Trail and experiencing God's peace instead of trouble and turmoil, emulate Jesus. Do what he did. If Jordan will flee the abortion clinic and pray and ask God for his help, he will be there in a heartbeat. He will make a way for her in the midst of her predicament. And instead of shame and guilt the rest of her life, she will have peace and the joy of knowing she gave life to her child, not death. That goes for Brent, too. If he will turn to Jesus for direction and understanding, he will receive it. Then he will have the joy of being united and not divided with his family about church and the benefit of growing together in Christ and of setting a positive example for his children. Trust Trail leads to life. It leads to joy and peace. It leads to success, contentment, and fulfillment. It's the way that truly satisfies. Next time you find yourself at temptation crossroads, choose Trust Trail. All scripture is from the New King James Version unless otherwise stated.
Thank you for listening to Cindy Sherwood's podcast. Visit us on the web at hishealinglight.org to learn more about our ministry. Please consider rating us on iTunes, Spotify, or your other favorite music app. God's best to you today.